We good now.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. I need approval of the minutes of the regular meeting February 16th.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Aye.
Vouchers.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Aye.
All right, before we go off, are y'all happy with the way that?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot better.
I like
it
a lot better.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank y'all.
Yeah. Any constitution officer like to speak? No? Need a motion to go into public hearing?
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Good morning.
A petition by Edgar Dennison requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.4.5, special exception of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an agriculture zoning district in accordance with a petition dated January 30th, 2023 to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 28091343220000310 at 117 Northeast 368 Avenue, Old Town, Florida 32680, Commission District 4, Jamie Story.
I know there was one in opposition,
opposition,
but we went and spoke with her. I got Mr. Edgar up and he talked to her, and she actually called me back yesterday and said she was fine with it. And all the neighbors around there is good. I went up there and seen Mr. Edgar. He's got a beautiful place. So I need a motion to approve.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Aye.
We have a petition by Anthony Sr. and Donna Sally requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.7.5, special exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an RSF/MH zoning district in accordance with the petition stated February 10th, 2023, to be located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 03101438000B0090 at 80 Northeast 156th Street, South City, Florida, 32628, Commission District 5, David Osteen.
Have you had any opposition?
No, sir.
Any in the audience? Any on the phone? No, not at all. Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
All right. We have a petition by Aaron Arnold located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County parcel 19-13-12-2994-0000-0210 at 166 Southeast 245 Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680. To request a variance for a reduction of setback from 10 feet to 4.5 feet for new construction of boathouse by the petition dated February 3rd, 2023, which is located within section 4.7.7 of RSF/MH, subparagraph 2 of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations, in accordance with section 12.3 variance procedures. Commission District 3, Mark Hatch.
Any opposition? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Have y'all heard anything on this one? Board?
I have not, no, sir.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve. Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
We have a petition by William G. and Ashton Krause, located on the property as described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 19-13-12-2994-0002-2180 at 287 Southeast 241 Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, to request a variance for reduction of side setbacks from 10 feet to 0 to allow for the stairs and overhead walkway for a new home. By the petition dated February 10th, 2023, which is located within section 4.7.7, RSF/MH, subparagraph 2 of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations, in accordance with section 12.3 variance procedures, Commission District 3, Mark Hatch.
Any opposition? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Has the board heard anything on this?
The only thing I'm going to say about the zero setback, there is a little bit of extra work you have to do, like in surveying, to make sure you're on your property line and be sure. I know Leon will walk through that. So as long as they're aware of that, motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
All right.
I need a motion to go back to the board.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. Have resolutions 2023-23, Edgar Dennison.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
2023-24, Anthony Sr. and Donna Sally.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
2023-25, Aaron Arnold.
Motion.
Good motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. 2023-26, William and Ashton
Krause.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Miss Amanda and Miss Melissa, Tobacco Free Partnership.
Melanie.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
We wanted to come
up with you guys again.
Michelle.
Okay.
I've been called.
Well, Michelle's pretty
name. I've been called.
Yeah. That's good.
We had a full board, I believe it was, last month, and we wanted to come back again now that you guys have a full board. Unfortunately, we missed them on, but that's okay. I'm here on behalf of the Tobacco Free Partnership for Dixie County. I'm the co-chair and the fellow to be here today. And Melanie Anderson, she is our partner with the Quick Stop partnership. And just to brief it a little bit again, I'll try to go fast. I know I only have a few minutes, but I can talk pretty fast. So local governments can take a major beneficial step for their communities by implementing new tobacco-free public space policies thanks to a recent update in the Florida Clean Air Act. In 1985, the Clean Air Indoors Act was passed for no smoking in restaurants, and now they've actually, the state has passed, the governor's passed, the Regulation of Smoking, Counties and Municipalities Act for everywhere, basically public places, beaches, parks, and things like that. Based off of us, in your packet you'll get, you have, similar to what I have, right? You have what I have now. Some examples of ordinances that can come out, the findings and all that information. And I want to go over just some of the findings. Tobacco use causes death and disease and continues to be an urgent public health threat as evidenced by the following. The World Health Organization estimates that tobacco kills up to half of its users, amounting to more than 8 million deaths each year worldwide, including nearly 500,000 people who die prematurely from smoking in the United States alone. Tobacco use causes disease in nearly all organ systems and is responsible for an estimated 87% of lung cancer deaths, 32% of coronary heart disease deaths, and 79% of all chronic obstructive pulmonary disease deaths in the United States. Secondhand smoke exposure is harmful and widespread as evidenced by the following. Children, which is my number one priority here, is our children. Children exposed to secondhand tobacco smoke have an increased risk of sudden infant death syndrome, asthma, physical, and cognitive developmental abnormalities, and cancer. In 2006, the U.S. Virgin Islands report the health consequences of involuntary exposure to tobacco smoke concluded that there is no safe level of exposure to secondhand smoke. The World Health Organization in 2007 declared that there is indisputable evidence that implementing a 100% smoke-free environment is the only effective way to protect the population from harmful effects of exposure to secondhand smoke. In Florida alone, 59% of children between the ages of 11 and 17 report being exposed to secondhand smoke from cigarettes or electronic vapor products. And that's only the children that were done in the poll in the findings. There is emerging evidence that exposure to the aerosol products in the vaping generated electronic devices may be harmful. E-cigarettes produce an aerosol that contains at least 10 chemicals known to cause cancer, birth defects, or other reproductive harm. Bystanders exposed to e-cigarette aerosol can also absorb its nicotine. next on to the tobacco waste. Just recently we did a park cleanup here in Carl City Park, and we picked up over two big, huge Ziploc bags full of litter just from cigarettes. I think we found the vape, cigars, cigarillos. It was a lot to be
inside the chain link fence.
Yes, sir. Inside, where the kids play.
That's right around our swing set where we have a lot of buds there that kids could pick up easily.
Yeah, there are, and on that note, too, we also did one. I didn't get to go to the one at Spillers, and we wanted to commend the county on Spillers Park. It was exceptionally clean. The trash, the litter, I think there was maybe one little bag.
One small Ziploc bag full of tobacco litter there, and most of that was not where the swings were, but more where the picnic tables were.
So it wasn't where the children were playing. That's our main concern. Let's see.
When we did the park cleanup, we had adults and youth, and still had a youngin' that was there helping us do it because they care so much about us because the parks are where they go, what they use.
What they are. Cigarette butts, smokeless tobacco, and electronic stuff in the boxes pose a health threat of poisoning our children when they're found in this litter. They'll eat it. They'll put it in their mouth. Mm-hmm. God only knows why, but they will do it. In 2018, American Poison Control Center logged in nearly 13,000 cases involving exposure to cigarette butts, electronic smoking devices, or other tobacco products, and more than 10,000 occurred in children aged 5 and younger. So of the 13,000, 10,000 of that were babies that are, you know, that are picking this stuff up. And we're not here to try to push, which we talked before about your resolution. The county already has from 2017 a resolution basically saying similar things that is already in effect here in the county. But with the passage of this law, the governor has given it to the counties to create their own ordinance to make our public places safer for everyone, and to include our children. It is a known fact that if they're exposed to it, they're constantly exposed to it, they're typically going to end up doing it too. They're going to smoke, and I'm not against people smoking. I have family that smoke. I'm not against any of that. That's not, it's your body, you do to it what you want to do to it, but we need to protect our children, and we need to protect my children and your grandchildren. And our kids, we need to be able to go to an environment like our park and be able to be safe and away from these harmful effects of this stuff. So without going too much into all the statistics or any of that, but what we're here today is to ask you guys, we've provided you with the findings, with some information, and we do have examples of ordinances from other counties if you want to get those. A lot of this information has already been emailed to Ms. Chana, the county attorney, and any other questions that y'all might have for us or anything like that, but we're asking and pleading for you to help make our county parks, especially the ones that have the actual playground equipment there where our children are. We know we can't do this in all the county parks, like I'm sure, or even the boat ramps, but you already have alcohol policies there. You already have alcohol ordinances there that are in those places, and people still break it. But what we're trying to do is maybe if they see these signs, it'll help that one person to be, okay, I don't want to be a rule breaker. It will help. If it saves one child, if it saves one person from a death due to tobacco or being exposed to tobacco, in my opinion, the ordinance is worth it. We're not asking the sheriff's office to go arrest people at the park. You know, they're there with their kids playing and they're smoking cigarettes. We don't want them. We're not even asking for a fine. Give them a warning. You know what I mean? Just know that the presence is there, that you're violating a law, which is by your ordinance that you guys can write. And it'll help. It'll help our community. It'll help keep our community cleaner. And it'll ultimately lead to a safer environment for our kids.
I'm going to make a motion for Chana to review our 2017 ordinance and then add whatever we need and bring it back to the board. Is that
feasible? 2017 is a resolution.
Okay. We'll review that. We did do that. Review what we have in place in 2017 and make the adjustments, addendums, whatever we want to do, and bring it back to the board. That's my motion.
Okay, we've got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
We've got a second. Mr. Wood? Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies, for all the work y'all do.
Thank y'all.
Miss Kay.
First of all, I'm covering tourism. I want to cover several different points today. First one I wanted to do was to emphasize how important, as probably done before for a lot of people here, how important our tourism business is to our economic development. And this economic development in our area is not just seen at our RV parks and motels. It is also seen at the grocery stores, gas stations, restaurants, and many other local businesses. In addition to these incomes, the county receives a portion of the state tax that is added to all purchases and overnight rentals. We're happy to announce that our tourism in Dixie County between 2021 and 2022 has increased 20%. I know, and I hear it often, you know, we don't want any more tourists here in Dixie County. We like our lifestyle the way we have it. And however, it's a little harder room, but probably at least 15% of the people here in this room were originally tourists in Dixie County before they moved here, and definitely at our coastal communities. Also, the nice thing is most of our visitors are what we call eco-tourists. So they come because they enjoy and respect the rural lifestyle in our area. So they really do help our community out. Wanted to let you know that upcoming events, the Suwannee Art and Nature Festival is a week from this Saturday down in town of Suwannee. The Horseshoe Geek Festival is on April 1st. The Cross City Fly-In, Cruise-In, and Business Expo will take place April 15th. These are all programs that our Dixie County Tourism Development Board helps support. So, with that being said, now I'd like to switch over to a topic that we discuss quite often at some of our workshops, and that is I've got to do some research to decide if the county needed or should create a registration licensing policy for our short-term overnight rental businesses. This is to ensure that Dixie County is receiving all the tourism and discretionary tax that is collected on the properties in our county, and to be sure that all of our overnight rental businesses are collecting the property taxes. I talked to several counties and done some research, but first I'd like to thank the following people for helping me with this. You are here today, and I've asked them to help with any input that they want to. Shelley Skinner, Sheila Skinner, Lori Hartman, Shelly Ross, and Sarah Ross. They've been helping me with this. I talked to several counties, some counties that require license. These counties are Taylor County and Lossier County. And in both Taylor County and Lossier County, they also do self-collecting. Now, kind of decided that our county doesn't bring in enough for self-collecting after talking to them because there is quite an expense with that. But they have been successful with in requiring their licenses. Gilchrist and Levy County do not require county license. They just are hoping and assuming that everyone that has overnight rentals are paying their taxes. After our committees met a couple of times, we definitely feel that it would be helpful for Dixie County to have a license and try, before it gets out of hand, try to control our overnight rentals. We've had, several complaints about parking and such like that, and I think having a license could help with this. What I have here is our recommendation. The license would help identify the people who are renting overnight accommodations. This license could be worded so that it helps protect the county of liability. The county license will give the EMS and the Sheriff's Department emergency contact information. It could include a checklist of county and state regulations that are relevant to this type of business, like parking, noise ordinance, or underage drinking, etc. And it could also
include a list of suggestions for safety and comfort requirements. We're hoping this will help protect our visitors, our neighbors, and our lifestyles. We'll also confirm that the business owner is aware of these regulations and of their responsibility to collect the state tax and the tourism tax. Now, the problem with this is it all takes more effort on the county to administer this type of regulation. And I know most of our county offices are already overworked. So I wouldn't want us to just do a license and not really set up a plan to implement it. I mean, we have a lot of great businesses and a great many people that are set up that already do the tax, and all we would be doing if we don't really try to enforce it is just charging more money from them. The other people still wouldn't come forward. So I've also talked to several companies that would step in and identify properties that are being advertised for rent, contact them, and have an online registration form for them to register with the county. But most of them charge a very high fee for the service. Commissioner Hatch suggested that maybe it could be set up as a percentage of the license fee, kind of like a commission. None of the big businesses would offer that, but I think we could look into contracting someone local to do this, possibly for a percentage. Say if we charge $50 for our licensing fee, we could even offer a discount to people that possibly sign up for the initial 2 or 3 months, then we can have someone in a commission basis look up these properties. Not hard to do. Russ and I did it. You know, we were able to find 3 of them in about 15 minutes. Look up the properties, and you get the address from Verbo or wherever the place you're looking up. Go to our property appraiser's place. You can get the contact information, the mailing address. Then we could send them a notice about our license and follow up with that. So in conclusion, the committee really feels that requiring a license and confirming that taxes in Dixie County are coming to our county would help protect our county residents and visitors and increase our county revenue. I did give you all a 2-page summary of ways that we think this would help. But again, I think the most crucial thing is we need to decide, maybe talking to our tax collector's office, decide how we want to do this and how we want to implement it before we just jump in and do a license.
I agree with that, what you're saying. The couple things that my biggest complaints, and you touched on most of them in there, but I didn't hear nothing about parking per lot, because we have overflow parking that goes on the neighbor's property or parking in the street, which impedes ingress and egress for emergency vehicles and or the neighbors. So I would like to make sure that we do include parking. You know, if you're going to rent one out, you got to accommodate the parking also.
Okay. And I'm not aware of what different county ordinance we have, whether you just the parking, just say that no parking would be in the right way.
Right. Or neighbor's possession property.
Right.
And that's the only other big problem I've heard with this right here, and you address the rest of them. The other thing is we all know that we're in the process of reevaluating our community buildings and this, that, and the other. $50 to me is not going to be a license fee cost. $110 a month for these licenses. So I think we need to look at the cost of the license too, because we do have to pay hopefully somebody to administer it. That's going to have to be worthwhile for them, because I don't want to just put another thing out there and no way to follow up on it.
Right, and I agree with that totally.
So I think looking at the fees, the cost, per license, and the parking is my two concerns I have with it.
Okay. All right. Do you all want to look over that and decide if you want to move forward with this?
I would love to move forward with it myself.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to move forward with it.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to move forward.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
All right, great. I will and I've got a copy of a couple of different county registration forms.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the problems I do see, though, is some of these property owners are out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how much we can put online.
Right.
Can I meet with Michelle and try to figure out...
Is that something you could do, Scotty, something along them lines or not?
It depends on who's doing it. If Michelle's doing it, it has to be part of her website, which she already does, that online for tax. So they have to be on her website, which is three different entities. We don't manage the website.
She has her own. Yeah, and she's pretty well booked, pretty solid, I believe.
She do it on the county website.
Yeah, county website.
She does do it on the county website, but...
So people can go ahead and pay the fees and everything like that.
And one thing on that, and of course,
yeah,
in other terms, but we've got some other issues that we'd like to collect. I'll speak for Miss Angie, wherever she's at. I know we're talking about the county building. You know, if we could build something like that, we could include a lot of that, maybe in that same format.
Yeah.
Put it here for county building, and
all
here
all
for, you know, you.
Holly and I talked about that before.
Merchant account, bless you. Okay. Jenny, do you have anything else?
Okay. So you're saying that finger feet should be higher than 50?
Yes. Yes. That's it.
Okay. One other thing to bring up, and Ms. Watson had mentioned this when we were talking at the workshops originally, is that we're also, with this, we should require that they have a state license. Excuse me. I don't know if we should have, do you want to include that on our requirements, or if you and I just get together and work out details?
I think that would be the best one, because they are required by law to have a state license if they're running an Airbnb or whatever, a short-term rental. That being said, that would be one of the check marks. If you want to get our license, you show us a copy of your registration with the state.
Okay.
And I think that would just be simple enough.
Mm-hmm. And then with one of the other problems that we have is that the properties in Gina are going, excuse me, going to Taylor County. And in addressing that, I believe, I mean, I know, for instance, Deli has tried to get where her places are switched over, and they haven't done it. So I think with a license and a legal letter, you know, from the lawyer, I think that would help
take care
of this also.
That has a lot to do with the zip code.
Yes. But again, we can find those online and identify them and take care of that way.
And I didn't see anything in statute. Of course, I'm not going to sit here and tell you all I read everything about it. I got a quick review when we were doing the workshop. But I didn't see any requirement that the that it be collected by zip code. I think they identified that as just a way to collect it. You know, because, of course, we're not unique in having properties that have a zip code for the county next door.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we, as our group, didn't want to move forward too much to putting wording the license and such like that until we found out that, you know, it was definitely what we wanted to. So we'll follow your direction on that. And I apologize, I am going to have to leave early because I'm going to an Overlanders trade show, which are the people that come in Jeeps and they have their tents on the roof, or they tents on the sides, and they have absolutely loved Sherrod Island. I know in the past we've gotten some bad reviews there, but their reviews and their videos are beautiful. They think it is just one of the best places in the world.
I was actually at Sherrod Island yesterday afternoon and seeing a seen a couple there, and so I thought and talked to them and asked them what they thought, blah, 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 about our fees and stuff like that. They were from Ohio, and they've been here since January 10th, somewhere right through there, but they've been in Horseshoes, splitting it back and forth, and they absolutely loved it, and this will, Shirt Island will be a yearly visit for them people. So Shirt Island draws a lot of people. That's one of our most cash flowish parts, right, Dwayne?
That's correct.
But they loved it.
And I did too.
So are we done with that? Because I got one more thing.
Thank you.
All right. I've got some, I'm working on some stuff in Suwannee, for Suwannee, and it's called pickleball. And so, y'all heard of pickleball? I thought they belonged on hamburgers. Evidently, you hit some balls over some nets. It's basically a miniature tennis. So anyway, we're working on some stuff, some quotes and all. We've already got one that was way too high. So the chamber in Suwannee's working on it, and myself, and I just want to know if the TDC might be interested in helping that, and just helping along with that cost where y'all can promote it on y'all's stuff also for tourist development. And I also went to a meeting before David got back with the Stingray people. We actually met in Tallahassee over at the community building, and so thank God David's back. I can turn all that back to him, and they're wanting to do the same thing at D-Track, as David said. So whatever we do there, I think if we cost effectively, we could probably do it down there with David also at D-Track. So.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing a lot of things out there.
Okay. So. Yes, and Paul has come and talked to our TDC about some of that. I think it would be great. I know the pickleball group down in Suwannee have really been active.
They have.
like I went out and played one day. And it's just a lot of fun. But yes, I think the TDC would love to support that. We're getting ready to put out a notice, a sheet about things to do in Dixie to get to all the RV places, resorts, so they can give them out, tear them off, and give them out to their visitors.
Yeah.
And I wanted to include that on there, too.
Yeah, and that's something we could include on our side, on our website, and y'all's also. So.
Okay.
But to me, tourists is a great way to economic impact. Come spend your money and go home.
And it's a great way for the tourists to interact with the locals.
Exactly right. All right, it sounds good. We'll get back together on that there.
All right. Thank you.
And thank you and your ladies for y'all hard work on this last thing. So we appreciate that.
Mr. Steve?
Good morning, board.
Good morning, good morning.
We are at 947 active accounts, which is the largest ever for us in Suwannee. So we got some people moving in. Right now, all we have is two waiting installs, so we're keeping up with what's out there. We're continuing to blow off to ensure the lines are flushed. Spray fields. Good news there, we are continuing to repair. We're up to 5 open fields now. So, a few more to go, about 10. But it's been rough.
But you're getting there.
Yep. We did have a workshop before the meeting last time. We discussed, and by the way, thank you for coming, sir. And we discussed the rules and regulations. Next meeting, we will approve what we came up with. One of the biggest things is people become behind in their payments. We are now sending out a letter at 30 days saying, hey, look, you know, may have forgot. At 60 days, we sent out a stronger letter saying, hey, look, you have 30 days to come compliant, or at 90 days, we shut you off. And at 90 days, we've been shutting people off. And lo and behold, we went from 65 people down to about 10. That was my yeah. So it's been a good thing. The bad meters around town, we've already installed 40 new meters there. Unfortunately, yesterday when I went out to do rechecks, I found 10 more. So this is going to be an ongoing project. Some of the meters have been there since 94, 95 when the district was first opened. Our aeration blower and water pump number 3 have been repaired and reinstalled. They are up and working. Our audit, we first time ever have done it or got it to the auditor before June or later. He was very surprised with that, and he said all the things that were on the last audit, I've already corrected the majority of them. Unfortunately, this audit that we're in now is before me. It's for 21-22, but he said he's going to take a lot of the bad marks off our audit because we're being proactive or reactive now. But so we should have a much better audit next year when it comes up. One of our employees passed his water test, and he is now actually going for his operators. So one bad thing that happened to us the last 2 weeks, we had a check that was quote-unquote washed, where someone takes, actually it was Central Florida Electric's name off of it and put a different name on there. It's been a bad hassle. Hopefully by tomorrow I'll have it all worked out. We've had to open up a new account. It's just been a nightmare. Now that we were with Drummond, now they're Seacoast, they have a program there where now we can actually give them all the information on the checks we write, and if it doesn't match, it doesn't get paid. So we're there, and hopefully that'll get all resolved for them. That's all I have for today.
I got just a couple things. I do attend a lot of y'all's meetings, and I see the reaction, proaction. I see all that, and I want to thank you and your staff and your board. Y'all are very active and on top of things. Keep up the good work, and thank y'all for what y'all doing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Bailey.
Just got a couple of quick updates on the stuff we're doing with fire stations. We met with Chief Brown and his staff last week and to go over the second iteration of the full plans for both the EOC expansion and the Old Town Fire Station. Really minor comments. Overall, those full plans have been approved, so we'll be full steam ahead with acquiring permits and everything to site plan and move forward with that.
Good deal.
Start picking up this page. But other than that, I don't really have anything unless y'all got any questions.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Locklear.
Mr. Chair, one quick update. Late last year, the water management reached out to us, the Wayne's office, to gauge our interest in being the lead on a grant application they wanted to do for a coastal vulnerability assessment with Baylor in Jefferson County. We just found out about a week or so ago that we were awarded that monies through that program, and the bulk of the work will be done by the University of Florida to manage district broadband. I do all the paperwork, which has been cumbersome, but it'll be useful, and that it'll the goal, and actually every county has been awarded a similar grant at this point, is mapping out sea level rise over the next 100 years, and then what does that do to your infrastructure, looking at your current infrastructure risk over a period of time, as well as planning where should I or shouldn't I build a new school, for example, or a new fire station. So two-and-a-half-year-long process to do all that. I think that's what the grant schedule is, but it'll be useful if you're planning.
The University of Florida involved in this?
Yes.
Because I sat through a 100-year thing, which you're talking about land erosion and height and this, that, and other. So if they're involved in that, that's great, because I sat through one, seemed like 4, 5, 6 months ago.
Dr. Shang is the coastal guru.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
He's the man. Yeah. We're just helping.
Yeah, sounds good. He done very good.
He's the expert. Just wanted to update, unless you got any question for me, that's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Miss Cindy's not here. Mr. Freeman? He's not.
He's not here.
Chauncey's not here. Mr. Latson. Mr. Latson's not here. Leon.
He's absent.
He's absent. Mr. Brown.
He ain't here either. I think he's got some of mine already. Just a quick update on our accident that occurred last Friday night. Crews are doing fine. The truck is back in service as of today. FHP has released it. The patient is also healing well from what I understand from the family so far. So minor damage to our truck, collected car mirror, I think, is the majority of it. So everything is good there. David mentioned that we did get the plans done for our EOC and our station officer Jacobs. I think we'll be moving fairly quickly with that. Should be making some headway there now, a visible headway very soon. Y'all are aware that last year, whenever we combined our stations in Old Town, we rebuilt that station, modified it, and cleaned it up quite a bit. Spent a little money there. The next project that we had was our station at the First District up at 349, 351. That is an old forestry building that was given to us years ago. Mr. Reed was the director then, is that correct, Chief? And they carried that building in, modified it, rebuilt it, made bedrooms and things in it, and attached it to a bay area by way of breezeway. It's not a rated structure. It has no generator, backup power, some other things that we're going to try to fix. It's starting to get run down inside. Mr. Alexander done a little work on it, some flooring and stuff, but we just had to redo some plumbing and different things. The cabinets were 1920 models and a lot of things that we wanted to upgrade. This past week, we had an email that come through regarding Hurricane Ian and some funding that was given throughout the state. It's common funding that we see, but it was dispersed a little differently. It looks like we're going to be approved for about $1.7 million. That money has to be used very specifically for things that are already set forth to be fixed but haven't been put into play yet. The catch is there's about $600,000 or $700,000, $590,000 match. It's a 25-75. That money can be used to replace that station up there. We won't be able to replace the whole thing. We have to basically modify the living area, harden it, and we'll be able to do the generators and everything else. Not sure if we can do it within the costs that we have there. Mr. Bailey, we talked this morning. He's checking on that. Our concern is the match. We think we have found a way to figure that out without it being a complication. So at some point in time, once he and I and Chief Warren, we've got a lot of research to do, but Eric, just wanted to let you know there's a possibility that within a few months we can also sign to start replacing that station as well. That will give us three new stations and one totally rebuilt, and all of our staff stations will be in good repair or new, and our volunteer stations are along the coast are in really good shape right now. So I think we will be good there. I'm hoping that this goes through, or otherwise we're going to have to spend some money to rebuild it this year. I think this will be a better avenue, providing we can work it out. I'll keep you posted on that. We have a request from Cedar Keep. They have had some issue getting the wording right in their contract to do fire inspections for them. We always do the City of Fanning. We do Lee County and Gilchrist County. We told them multiple times to make the wording the same, and it never could come back that way. I think I have one on my email now that is correct, but we'll need to get the attorney to review. Mr. Golden is able to do that. He's capable of doing that. It's we're reimbursed for it at a rate of $65 an hour. That covers his travel, our vehicle, his hours, and a little extra usually. Cedar Key may not be a lot of extra because it's a long ways, but he can make multiple operations in one trip as well. So I'll be bringing that back to you, providing everything looks good after we've all had a chance to review it and thought it was going to happen today until we found one word wrong. So there we go. With that, I'm seeing some issues, and I'm going to be talking to Mr. Wright here in the very near future. We're having some issues with things getting built and not permitted. He's aware of that. They get by him. But we also have some other issues. The RV park that was brought up the other night, they've got RVs in there, but nobody ever sent us something for fire inspections. They're required to have additional fire hydrants in that facility that's not there. We have another one going on Highway 19 South. They're putting roads in. We've not seen a site plan yet. They're going to have some type of fire suppression. They're going to have a water storage facility. They're going to have hydrants, some type of suppression. And the gentleman or lady, the owner, whomever that is already in construction, and we've not seen any site plans. So that's something that we've got to start working a little closer at, because it's a hardship for those people. If we don't get that brick brought to us, to my inspector's office, to evaluate, and it starts being built, it causes a hardship for those citizens, and we don't want that. So I'll be talking with Mr. Wright on that, but just wanted to let you know of that. We also have a dealt with floods, so maybe this will be a blessing for now. But we had 3 inches of rain about a month ago. We have lost that now. Forestry hasn't issued any permits to citizens for the last, well, most of this week. I have a report in front of me that we will be having 35 to 40 mile an hour wind gusts throughout Friday and into Saturday morning. So there are some fire danger concerns. Just keep it in mind that we're starting to dry out. And that's a good thing compared to the floods, but we don't need a 1,000-acre wildfire anymore.
Exactly.
I think that's all that I have, gentlemen, unless y'all have anything with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Scott?
You're getting better soon.
The only thing I have is one more of our contracts for those grants that we approved last board meeting. The attorneys were reviewing one of the contracts that I already got approval for, but I have the second one for the larger grant, $457,000 5-year grant. I have a contract she's in review. Just want to see if we can get approval for that, pending her review.
Motion. And motion, Mr. Second. Got a motion from Mr. Hatch, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Thank you.
Miss Gail's not here.
Holly's working on fair stuff.
Miss Angie?
I don't have anything left on my phone.
Thank you, Miss Angie. Mr. Cannon.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. The board, if you'll turn to your county manager's report, start with action item number one. Request board approval to appoint Ms. Karen Van Arnum as our NFEDP Board of Director member for the 2023-2025 term limit. I'm looking at her. She is in the audience. If you want to ask her any questions, she has agreed to be involved.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. Any discussion?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All in favor.
See you in the morning.
All in favor.
Commissioner Hatch is on the committee. That's something y'all look at in just a minute. Number two, I need board approval to execute a letter of support for the NFEDP, North Florida Rural Area of Opportunity, the RAO, to be redesignated for another 5-year term. This is with the state.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Following that up on number three, I need board to approve and execute the resolution in support of that, and the resolution is 2023-22.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Number four is a ship repair reimbursement. I need board approval to execute it for a Caleb Cannon in the amount of $12,400.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Number five, I need board approval to execute a ship rehab reimbursement for a Jeffrey Manning in the amount of $19,587.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor?
Number six, if you'll look at your committee assignments, that's in the packet. I need y'all to look at them and review and make sure that we got the corrections made right, and then I need board approval for those assignments as presented. We have made the changes back off of everybody's District 5 selections back down to Commissioner Osteen. It'll be in that report. Yep.
should be the
That looks good to me.
Yep.
Everybody happy with their assignments right here?
Oh, yeah, I'm happy.
So if everybody is in agreement with that, I would need board action.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Wood, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye. I need board approval to execute the FPLE grant. It's a JAG grant with the Sheriff's Department in the amount of $22,000.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Number eight, I need board approval to execute the SHIP and LHAP, which is the Local Housing Assistance Plan with the state of Florida for the years of 23-24, 24-25, and 25-26. Which includes previous revisions, and also included is the sub-recipient agreement with SREC, who handles the SHIP and LHAP program for the county. It's for the administration of the SHIP program, pending attorney review.
The motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Number nine, I need a board approval to execute the resolution 2023-27, and that's in support of the SHIP and LHAP plan for the state of Florida.
The motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
Number 10, I request board approval to allow Mr. Gene Hickenbottom to handle the fair purchases on behalf of the Board of County Commissioners as completed in the past years.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
And with that, on the contribution to the fair, I need board approval to contribute to purchase the chapter animals and not to exceed $700 per commissioner. And that's a number that has been used in the past. Normally it stays around $500 per commissioner. Normally the five board of county commissioners and the five school board members and their attorneys, which Ms. Chana's attorneys on both sides, so she
doubled up there.
So they purchased the chapter animals for the whole community. So Ruth Raines Middle School and Dixie Senior FFA has chapter animals, and both boards will help purchase those for all the children involved in FFA and 4-H. But I need approval on the amount. They're not to exceed $700. If y'all are okay with that, or y'all make a recommendation of an exact number y'all would like to not to exceed.
I say $500 and put $1,000 on Jody.
Is that a minimum motion?
No. He's not here.
What happens?
Motion. That's fine.
Yep. Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Osteen and Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Number 12, we received back the executed agreement for County Road 351, which is what we know locally as the Horseshoe Highway. I need board approval to select an engineering firm for design of that particular road resurfacing project.
I'll make a motion for Loughlin.
Second.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. Lochner, all in favor.
Notified me, heard it, Mr. John. Number 13, I need board approval to select an engineering firm for that same project for the CEI, Construction Engineering Inspections for County Road 351.
Motion for Mr. Greg Bailey.
Got a motion, Mr. Second. Bailey. Mr. Mark, and then Mr. Osteen, second. All in favor.
I'll reach out to them, get the task authorizations, and hopefully get the plan started on that project. Commissioner Hatch, we have not yet received any notification from FDOT yet on County Road 349, but as soon as we do, notify you, and y'all can give me direction on how to move forward with that project. Number 14, we had an individual reach out to us about four different lots in the Jim Land subdivision, which is what we locally know as Bobo's Trailer Park. But I need board approval to advertise for these four properties. We looked them up. The attorneys looked them up. The value on them is $500 or less to give opportunity to get these back on the tax roll. My recommendation would be to do the seal bids and get them to
you. No survey on that because you've got one more.
I wouldn't recommend that.
They're not even buildable. Yeah. I believe
They're so small.
Yeah.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second Mr. Wood, and Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Okay, number 15 was a request from the Santa Cruz City Manager. Board permission to help in a hardship to place a 20-yard dumpster can at Ms. Hall's home on 259th, which is what we call McDonald's Road. It's the second house on the left. I've sent Mr. Tim Johnson with Solid Waste out to evaluate it. He feels like it's going to take multiple cans. I reached back out to the city manager, and he said that he had only agreed to, you know, in the works to try to get it cleaned up to one can. Talked to a couple commissioners in regards to this. It's a hardship there. The city's asking for help to get this facility cleaned up. But it's y'all's discretion and how y'all would like to proceed with it and what we have involved in it.
My turn?
Yes.
Okay. My thing is this. I want stuff cleaned up just as much as the next person does. But the city, this is within the city.
Correct.
So I think, honestly, the tipping fees, so the county enduring 100% of the tipping fees, be a good partnership for split it. Okay.
Do we need a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion for that to split the tipping fees with the city.
I've got a motion, Mr. Hatch, split tipping fees.
Second.
We've got a second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. So that's to provide the 20-yard can and split the cost with the city.
Yeah. And the reason I don't want the board to sound like we're not wanting to help and not, but at the end of the day, it's a cost to the county general public and their tax dollars. The city is their own entity, and to me, they don't give us a break on water bills. We pay water bills, just like we do Swanee Water and Sewer. So I think it's only fair to split that cost.
Who was the second on that?
Daniel Wood.
Okay. Number 16, I need board approval to do a purchase on some culvert pipes for the Cross City Flood Improvements at Ruth Ames Middle School project in the amount of $21,600. Just some back history on that. We got an agreement with Swanee River Water Management District. The construction company that the board has selected to complete that project is well under the amount allotted in that grant. Due to constraints on materials, they have the company that they solidified it with early on is not allowed to produce it. I got to reaching around, and I checked with three other companies, and the price that we got is almost two-thirds higher than what was originally locked in the project. So the cost of materials has went up, but it is available for us. It's under the cost of the contractor just didn't, in their bid, didn't budget for that, and it would be a loss for them. So I got water management. Water management allow the Board of County Commissioners to make a direct purchase. We'll take that out of their bid, and they'll only get paid to install the material, not for the purchase of it. And we'll ensure that takes place. I just need board approval for me to purchase those pipes at $21,600.
Just be sure that we don't pay them. Be sure the material cost gets backed out of it, and we're still well under budget on this project.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes, sir.
By about $30,000 or so.
Correct. Right at $30,000. Yes, sir.
I'll make the motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. That's all the action items I have this morning. A couple of information items for you. I've been getting some questions about the reopening or the airport prison turnoff. They plan to have that wrapped up by the weekend, and it should be back open on Monday morning. So that's a good project. The DOT is helping us. That's following up on some of that drainage improvement from the big flood. That's another good project that's been completed. And then as Ms. Cindy Ballard had requested, you have a library schedule on the back as well, but she wanted to remind everyone about Meet the Authors on Thursday, March 9th. And then I think the TDC representative done mentioned this, but the Lower Swanee Arts Festival is on March the 11th. She wanted to make commissioners aware and request their attendance at those two events. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have, unless you have something for me.
Thank you, Mr. Cannon. Ms. Watson.
Information for the board. We didn't discuss that there was a foreclosure going on one of the properties that we had an active ship lien on. That has occurred. They did get a summary judgment for the foreclosure, which means that basically they got granted the foreclosure. The property will go up for sale soon, within 30 days. I still don't think we're going to recover any money from that based on just the situation. fluctuation in the amount that's due to the first lender. But I have been monitoring it, and we should know whether or not, you know, we get that reimbursed or not, probably within about 30 days. Other than that, I think we're in pretty good shape. I've got a couple things I need to get for the board. I'll have those most definitely before the next meeting. Probably you'll sign them in between, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Hickelman?
I just wanted to thank the county. We're doing some updates to my main office. We've ordered some new doors to make it easier for our handicapped citizens. They can't hardly get in and out of those heavy, dark doors. So we've got some doors ordered. We're going to redo the counter and make it handicap accessible. Forever, there's been a glass wall that leads into my office. You can hear every word that is said through my wall, through that glass wall. So while they've been in there, the county has tore that glass wall out. They've already got the new wall up. It's looking great. They're painting, and I just wanted to just thank them for it. So good work. You have anything? That's all I've got.
Thank you, Ms. Hickenbottom, for helping the county as much as you and your staff has over the last couple of years. And I know we've said it before, but it's looking better and better in here. And
we've got our new sign up.
That's right. That's right. Thank you very much. Yep. All right. Commissioner items. Mr. Wood?
I got a couple for Dwayne. That's about it. What about the lot at Joe Anderson Boat Ramp, Dwayne? Okay, so we've reached out. We got the lot, the pole number. We've got it to a Duke representative. We sent the email to them as customer service. It's on a work order, so we should have that either changed out or either updated within a couple weeks. Okay. I'll keep you updated on that, sir. Thank you. What about my culvert on 173rd Avenue? It is on the list for the road department to get installed. That's right off of State Road 349. Is that correct? The first driveway? Yes, sir. Yes, they're working on that to get installed. And that's it.
Mr. Hatch?
Going to take a 5-minute recess?
No, I just have a couple things. Of course, I touched on it earlier about pickleball. We're going to be bringing some stuff, hopefully, next board meeting on that, some quotes, and trying to get that stuff going. And whatever we do, probably David's D-Track will piggyback off of that. You'd be looking too, so you might come up with something better. Going into Suwannee, there's an old boat there going into Suwannee. It's been there for years and years. Miss Mary Hopper has always taken care of it. And I talked about this a long time ago, and Miss Mary liked to hung me. So I called Miss Mary and talked to her, and she said that the boat's beyond repair. She's just not able to take care of it anymore. So I'd like for the road department to come remove that boat out of there, and then us come up with a new sign, Welcome to Suwannee, make it look good. Is y'all okay with that?
Yes. Okay.
That is in the right of way.
That is in the right of way, yes.
Do we need a motion on that? Just make it
happen. I wouldn't think so. No, if it's in the right of way, y'all are all good. I mean,
yeah, it's probably just information more than anything.
Okay. I'll have
The other thing is the chamber met down there, and they're wanting to paint the community center, and I don't have an issue with that, period. I told them if we could assist them any kind of way, I think they got everything lined up to do that. If y'all good with painting, having them paint the community center.
I would have that in a motion that way.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to repaint the community center in Suwannee, and second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
That's the Suwannee Chamber. We'll handle that, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And if they need some assistance, you know, with inmates on painting, but I think they got it all lined up.
Gotcha.
I might have some paint left over. You might be able
to use. Do you?
I'm talking about Cheyenne's paint coming down here.
No. The other thing is the art festival in Suwannee. I think it's March the 11th. Just remind everybody of that. And always a really good turnout down there. A lot of good things going on down yonder. And me and Hutch is going to ride to Suwannee to kind of go over this stuff and
swing through the park and then see Miss Parks at the library also to make sure. Have you got a list or anything from her yet?
Normally she does get us a list so she can get it to Hutch or get it to us.
Okay, but I'll see her today and we'll try to get that line.
I feel like Crew's been doing a good job throughout the whole year now.
Yeah.
Keeping it to where you don't have to have a lot.
I went through there the other day and looked at the park, and I do think them restrooms down yonder, that old Browns, to me, needs to be, that restroom facility needs to be painted. It's just kind of
dark
brown. Yeah, that old dark brown looks awful. So,
that's what you thought it was, we had to paint.
Yeah. So, if y'all good with that, we're probably going to get him to put that on his agenda. Get some, it's not very big, a couple gallons of paint, it ain't no big deal. Do you want to do that in a motion?
No, just get on that list of repairs.
Okay. And other than that, that's all I got.
Just interesting.
Mr. Paul, I was sending him a meeting here 2 or 3 months before I got appointed, and he's been working diligently trying to get us moved up on the DOT list of Highway 358. Who can we reach out to try to move us on up the list?
We reached out to DOT to find out the process and all that, and the response we got back.
Number 32 or something.
Something like that. But they just take all of the different projects every year, and they evaluate them, and they rank them. And then that particular year, we just didn't rank high enough to get funded.
Well, maybe me and you can go do some talking. I look forward to us trying to get that done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. That's all I have.
I'd like to thank everyone. We had a good meeting, and not real long. So, hey, we're getting better. We are getting better. So now it's y'all's turn. Anybody public comments? Nobody's got nothing to say. Going once. Going twice. I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Racing adjourned. Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
I'm a better children.